Blog Talk Radio.
Because they are leaving tonight, so yeah, we got a lot of things going on. But the I know.
But the most important thing is we have a change in leadership. Hallelujah.
Have mercy.
Hallelujah. Yes.
Thank you,
yes.
Jesus. Oh,
which
I watched it all day yesterday. I tell you. Come on.
Yes.
Come on.
It was. Hey, Keithy. We hear you. Oh, you're talking to somebody else. All right, what was your experience? Y'all talk to me about y'all's experience. What, I mean, because it was good for me, but I'll let y'all open it up. Because you watched it all day, Doc. Talk to me.
I sure did. It's such a milestone to have a woman vice president, for one, and one of color,
mm-hmm.
for two.
Yeah.
And, you know, I was so happy to see Trump, when, even when they was giving him, those little 200 people showed up at the place, the airport to meet him. I turned. I didn't even want to hear nothing he had to say, and then they're going to play it on the news anyway. But his little farewell. He don't even know how to wish anybody well. So I'm so glad. But Joe Biden has hit the road running. And I'm so grateful for him. I'm praying God give him the wisdom to do what he needs to do.
Amen.
And humble those people that's still making fuss about what didn't happen.
Right.
But yeah, I really
yeah.
enjoyed it.
That's wonderful.
And
I don't
usually watch the whole thing, but I sure did. I stayed there all day and watched it.
It was worth it.
Mm-hmm. What a blessing. Thank you, Jesus. I tell you.
Does anybody else want to share the experience of, you know, what it was to watch the inauguration yesterday, what it meant to them? Make sure you're not on mute. We got a quiet bunch tonight. Come on, y'all. Casey?
It was good.
Can't hear you. Okay.
It was good. That's
it?
I mean, yeah. It was good to see us, from the poet to Camilla, Michelle, Obama. It was good to see us.
Everybody's still talking about how Michelle looks, honey. But that young lady, I'm glad you mentioned it, Keithy.
That thing was on it, half sleep.
Oh, what? You know, when she finished, I said, I guess she told y'all. That was wonderful. That was wonderful.
Yeah, she came out late, didn't she? She came out.
22 years old. 22 years old.
Yes.
And people are talking.
Wonderful.
People are talking about.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. She made her mark.
She didn't notice. Yes, she did.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, she did.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she made her mark.
She stood up there and said it, read that poem like it was probably the last one she was going to ever read with such power and authority. I was like, yeah.
Really? Really?
Definitely good.
Renee,
you got anything? How was
it for you? Same as everybody. I don't have much to say tonight.
Okay. All right. Tina, you got anything? No, you don't see. I think Tina dropped. How about you, Andre? You got anything?
First of all, hello, everyone.
Hello.
I did watch it for 2 hours. For me, it was just good to see the diversity, the involvement, and the respect of other people's, you know, opinions and their positions and places in life, just not based on one or two different people. they use many different people to make it happen. So I like the influence of everybody, the diversity, you know. So,
mm-hmm.
And if his speech, you know, was heartfelt, I just hope that he can find a way, the best way he can, to stick with it. I know sometimes it's not just about him. You know, he also has to play by the rules.
Mm-hmm.
Feel that, you know, people can say it wasn't real, it wasn't heartfelt, but I pray that it was, and you know, he can do most of what he said and how he felt.
Well, thank you for sharing. Tina, you have anything?
No, I was just happy to see you up there. Because I'm be me.
Yeah.
I'm be the praise.
Yeah, it was good.
Yep. Yeah. Because we got a black vice president. It's going to be time for a black president. Another, a female.
Amen.
Yeah. A female.
That's all
okay.
Right.
I just got to get in my studies and see what I got to do to be president.
I think there's a few criteria, but if you want it bad enough, you can have anything you want.
I know, right? But I don't want the weight of the world on my shoulders, so that's out for me. I was just playing. Yeah, just playing. Y'all ain't saying nothing.
I was wondering what happened. I thought my phone went off. Thought I dropped you. Okay, something going on.
Yeah, I got the baby. She got hit and she upset because she trying to hit her with something. So it's okay. It's okay. There we go. All right, you all right? You ain't you good girl? You big girl? All right. She is having a little fit over here. Okay. All right. Well, any new prayer requests?
Oh. I didn't. For my friend Crystal. Crystal, her mother-in-law had a stroke. Teresa is the mother-in-law.
Okay, Teresa.
And my first cousin Donald, his daughter, Chanel Johnson, 35 years old, had a stroke.
Oh no.
Yeah, she's in rehab now. So, yeah, but yeah, she spent a couple of days in the ICU. And she had it at her son's ball game.
Oh, wow.
So,
Well, I got him down.
Anybody else?
You're welcome. All right. Well, I'm going to go ahead and mute everyone, play the song, then come back and pray.
Okay.
Clap along.
Moment, God. Thank you for allowing us to be able to witness a moment of a change, God. A change. God, we are so thankful for you. Thank you for waking us up this morning. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your mercy. God, we thank you for the sacrifice that you made so that we can live, God. Thank you for giving us guidance. Thank you for instructing us, God. We just really just want to be intentional with the things that we do, God. God, we ask that you continue to help reveal things to us that need revealing, God. We ask that you help us to walk in the seasons that we're supposed to be in, God, and to walk in our purpose, God, because it's really, although it's about us, God, it's bigger than us, God. So, God, I thank you for the leaders that you put in place of this free world, the United States, God. Thank you for allowing no hurt, harm, or danger to come. Thank you for the things that are about to shift in the atmosphere, God. I thank you for my family, God. I thank you for the love that we have, God. I thank you for the connection that we have, God. And I just ask that you keep us strengthened, God, to resist any temptations, God. Keep our minds right, God. Keep us from thinking that we are less than what you have called us to be, God. Teach us to be consistent, God. Help us to stay focused on your will, God. Help us to be patient, God. So we bind impatientness, God. We bind the unwillingness to listen, God. Oh, God, anything that is not of you, God, we just ask that you help us to see it, God. Reveal it to us, God. God, help us to ask you for wisdom when we don't see it the right way, God. Give us the ear to listen and to obey and to wait on you to change things in our lives, God. Help us to put you first, God, to allow your love for us to be the foundation that we walk on, God. Help us to put nothing before you. God, I ask that you be with us as we go through our day-to-day walks, God. I ask that you be by us, beside us, God, in front of us, behind us, in us, God. Help us to lean on you more, God, for wisdom and understanding. Help us to look to you for any answers that we need, God. Help us to be patient, God, clear our thoughts. Cast down any wrong imaginations that are not of you, God. God, I just thank you. And I want to come to you tonight, God, asking for you to help our family and our friends have diseases, God. God, you are a healer, God. And we know that you can heal all things, God. So we lay these diseases and these illnesses at your feet, God. And we ask, God, that you heal in the mighty name of Jesus. And it is so. God, we come to you for diabetes, God. Uncle Geranie and my dad. Uncle Geranie has borderline diabetic. He's retaining water, God. I ask that you give him the things that he needs to be restored, God. Tap into his body, God, and regulate those things that are out of order, God. I ask that you touch my dad, who also has heart disease, God. Give him the tools and the resources and the medication to regulate those things that are out of whack in his body, God. God, I thank you for what you're already doing in both of them. God, we come to you on behalf of my Uncle Bernard, who has been diagnosed. There is a diagnosis, God, but we know, God, that in the end of the day, God, you have all power to. A diagnosis could be just that, the diagnosis. But he has been diagnosed with dementia, God, and we ask that you cover his mind, God, that you regulate his mind, God, and give him peace as he continues to grow, God. God, I ask that you touch Mary Moore, who has Alzheimer's, God. Be with her, God, and her family, God. God, I ask that you cover Renee and Nikki as they battle MS, God. God, take away the pain that is inside of them, God, the cramps, God, the stiffness, God. I ask that you continue to release that pain, God, and give them complete healing in Jesus' name. God, we also have Ashley, who has migraines, and Jerron, who has stomach issues, God. I ask that you go into their bodies, God, and ask that you heal them in Jesus' name. Miss Mary Kane, God, and her illness, God, we don't know where she is at this point, God, but I ask that you continue to cover her and her family, as well as Tyler, and as he continues to recover from car accident, God, and his mother, Tina, continue to be with her. God, I ask that you help those who are recovering from heart attack, which is Jackie Cooper and Randy Pete, God, from COVID, Tina, Mario Jr., Petula's mom, Sean, and Carolyn. God, I ask that you continue to help cover Sean, Jesse, Sandra, and Drew from surgery, God. God, we just got a recent prayer request for those who have been impacted by a stroke, God. So we call down the names of Teresa and Chanel, God. I ask that you give them a complete recovery, God, in Jesus' name. God, there's been a lot of loss of loved ones during this season, God. Oh, God, there's been so many things that have been battling up against our people, our family, God. God, so we ask for strength, we ask for comfort, we ask for peace, God, even in this season, God, as we grieve for the loss of the loved ones, God, I ask that you be with each individual person in Jesus' name and give them comfort, God. God, I'm calling out the names of Geranie the second, Geranie the third, and Jasmine, God. Geranie the second has lost his wife, God. Someone so dear and has been with for so many years, God. Continue to give him the strength that he needs to be there for his children, God. Give him the comfort that he needs, God, to just be at some point at peace, God. Geranie the second and Jasmine, who lost their mother, God, help them to be strong for one another, God, not only for each other, God, but for their father, God, who lost his soulmate, God. God, just be with them in Jesus' name. We ask that you cover Aunt Patricia, God, who lost her baby boy, God. Oh, it's nothing like losing a child, God, but I ask that you be with her, God. Strengthen and protect her in Jesus' name. Cover Ernest and Derek as they lost their brother, God. Randall and Troy as they lost both of their parents, God. And it's not easy when you lose a parent. So, God, we ask that you be there for them, God, in this time of need. We ask that you be there for Amari's nephew, Brandon, and Brandon's son, Brooke, God. Brandon died, God, and we just ask that you touch him, God. Touch Amari, God. See, he's lost quite a few loved ones, God. Continue to strengthen him, God, and be with Brandon's mom, Brooke, God. She's lost her baby, God. Continue to be with her. Be the source that she can tap into. God, I ask that you cover the Stratton family, the Gomillion family, Miss Donna Wallace, who lost her husband, God, Tammy and Ashley Cole, who lost their mother, God. God, I ask that you give complete healing and forgiveness to Mary Ann Buford, God, my mother, God. Continue to soften her heart, God. Continue to help her to forgive those who have hurt her in the past and the present. God, help her to see herself differently, God. Help her to embrace life, God, and be able to enjoy whatever time she has left, God, in Jesus' name. God, I ask for continued blessings, God, for our family, God. Aaliyah just delivered a healthy baby boy, baby Josiah. God, I thank you for my grandprince, God. I thank you for his life. I thank you for making it so that he has been healthy, God, and he had a healthy delivery, God. God, I just thank you for being with us this past weekend. And she was able to bring forth a son, God. God, I thank you for my aunt, God, who is so strong, God. I thank you for her being the strength, the backbone of our family, God. Continue to be with her. She is a giver, God. Help her to continue to give and to be and just have the sweetheart that she has, God. Thank you for her loyalty, God. Thank you for her dedication, God. Thank you for the selflessness, God, that she gives every single day, God. I ask that you be with her, that you continue to cover her, God, that you continue to strengthen her, God. Continue to help her with any and everything that she desires, God, in Jesus' name. God, I thank you for Kesey with her new job, God. We ask and you answer, God. So, God, we thank you for her new job, but this is not it, God. You have more for her. Thank you for the house that's coming, God. Thank you for the financial blessing coming for her, God. I ask that you touch Tina, and I ask that you continue to help her recover from COVID, God. I ask that you give her financial blessing, God, as it's not easy to be dealing with COVID and be in the house and not being able to do things that you normally do, God. But I ask that you continue to strengthen her, God. Give her strength, God, as she continues to fight the disease that's attacking her lungs and contacting her body, God, in Jesus' name. God, I ask that you touch Renee and her situation, God. I ask that you help her to be all the woman that she wants to be, God, all she wants, all she desires, God, as she takes care of her grandchildren. She's such a great woman, God, who takes care of her grandchildren. You can tell the love that is filled her heart, God. So, God, your will be done in planting that seed of that man that's going to come forth and be all that she needs him to be, God, in Jesus' name. And I ask that you continue to bless Carolyn as she's building her new home, God. Be there for her, God, as she goes through the different phases, God. I thank you for that, God. I thank you for everyone in our lives today, tomorrow, and in our future, God. God, thank you. Thank you for covering us, God. Thank you for your miracles, God. Thank you for the strength that you are giving, God. Thank you for the mercy that you are giving. Thank you for touching us, God. Thank you for the plan that you have for us, God, not only for us individually, but us collectively as a family, God. You brought us all together for a reason, God. And, God, we are standing strong together, God. We are intentional about the love that we have for each other, God. And, God, we ask that you help us to continue to trust one another, God, to be there for one another, God, to encourage one another, God. I just thank you and ask that you bless all of us financially, spiritually, mentally, emotionally, and physically, God. We ask that you continue to heal our hearts, keep us on point of what we should be doing, God. And God, I am sending all these prayers up today, asking that you hear them as I lay them at your footstool, God, that you see them, that you answer them. In Jesus' name I pray, and so it is, and so it is. Amen, amen, and amen. Thank you all so much for being a part of the prayer line today.
Amen.
And, being patient with me as I have my grandchildren, but God is good. He still wanted us to have this time today. So thank you.
Thank you, my dear.
All right. Well, any final words before we close out? I definitely want to give you all, make sure I'm being resigned. But I want to make sure that if anybody has anything, you're free to say anything now.
You go enjoy your grandkids.
Mm-hmm. Andre here now, so he kind of saved me for a minute. He here, so he wasn't
oh,
here earlier, so.
I
so
tell
he came
you,
in before I prayed. Yes, they are. Carter's 7. So Carter's a little self-sufficient. The baby's like 8 months, so she kind of.
Uh-huh.
She gets
oh,
into things, so yeah. Well, thank you all so much, and I love you all.
Love you,
thank
love
you,
y'all.
Love you.
All right. You all have a blessed night.
Have a blessed week.
You too.
All right. Bye-bye.
I love you all.
Love you.
Down and tired of living life on a merry-go-round, and you can't find the fighter, but I see it in you, so we can walk it out. Feels like it's getting hard to breathe. I know you feel.